The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Is there really a devil? Introduction. The Bible reveals much about an unseen power that works behind the scenes, shaping our world to its will and agenda. Are you being taken in? In this audio booklet, you will discover the real source behind so many of the world's problems. Learn about the being who is determined to bend your thinking to his own. My kingdom is not of this world. John chapter 18, verse 36. Most people who live in advanced nations find it easy to believe that the state of humanity has never been better. For them, evidence they see every day would make it hard to argue otherwise. Technologically advanced countries command the highest standard of living in history. They enjoy comfortable and, at least until recently, affordable housing, fast and efficient transportation, plenty to eat and drink, mostly secure employment, educational opportunities, and a dizzying array of entertaining gadgets and opportunities. They benefit from incomes high enough to meet their basic needs and have plenty left over for many of their wants. But that's not the case for most of mankind. Millions of people go to sleep with hunger gnawing at their stomachs. Their meager income goes to purchase just enough food to keep them alive. Some have a little left over for housing, clothing, and transportation. Every day, 10,000 children die of starvation or disorders related to chronic malnutrition. Disease prematurely takes the lives of tens of thousands more every day. Cholera, malaria, tuberculosis, and typhoid, almost eradicated in developed nations, remain deadly threats throughout much of the world. Even in wealthy countries, cancer, heart disease, and AIDS kill thousands by the hour. None of us has experienced a truly peaceful world. During the last century, humanity has developed the horrifying ability to exterminate all human life. Now we have the weaponry, nuclear, chemical, biological, and conventional, to kill every man, woman, and child on Earth many times over. The last century alone saw catastrophic wars that took the lives of more than 150 million men, women, and children, mostly civilians. In more recent years, dozens of armed conflicts, uprisings, and insurrections have raged around the globe every year, shattering the lives of millions. Few realize that even now the stage is being set for far greater catastrophes. Why does so much conflict, violence, and absolute evil permeate our societies? Where can we find the answer? If a bright spot could be found in the world, surely it would be in the arena of religion, wouldn't it? But sadly, even religion, to which many look for solutions to the world's problems, is in disarray. Many recent wars have seen not just the obvious interfaith conflicts, but Christian fighting Christian, Muslim killing Muslim, and Jew confronting Jew. Confusion abounds in the religious world. Even many pre-Christian religions with their pagan rites, practices, and superstitions are making a comeback as people search for the meaning they no longer find in conventional rituals and beliefs. Why are we plagued with these problems? Why such chaos and confusion? Is the anguish of the human race simply the result of uncontrollable circumstances, time, and chance? Is our collective suffering simply the way things always have been and the way they always will be? Scientists recognize that a basic law of the universe is that a cause exists for every effect. Things do not just happen. They occur because something or someone causes them to happen. In fact, we can find a cause for every evil we see in the world. Crime, war, religious confusion, famine, starvation, disease, and premature death in their many tragic forms all exist for a reason. Broken marriages, broken families, broken relationships, and broken societies do not just happen. You can know the cause for this world's problems, the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. This audio booklet will help you understand that cause and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Thanks for listening to Introduction in the booklet, Is There Really a Devil? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.